This morning, we bring you the second in a series of broadcasts from the Department of Physical Education for Women at the University of Wisconsin. It's a dramatization again, entitled Conserve Energy Through Relaxation. As the first scene opens, our friend Susan Jenks and her husband Paul hear a familiar sound.
Oh, it seems as though I just went to bed. I haven't slept a wink all night. Paul?
Yes, dear?
Paul, please turn that off.
All right.
I don't see why we need an alarm clock. I never closed my eyes.
Why, dear, you've been in bed 9 hours.
But I was so tired, I couldn't sleep.
Well, then why don't you get someone to help with the work?
You know I can't stand to have anyone in the house. They make me nervous.
Well, business is no picnic either, dear. The pressure is terrific. I can't even find time to go to the dentist.
Well, I guess we won't stay for breakfast with the Jenks. It looks as if it might be quite a struggle. We'll join Susan Jenks at 10 o'clock. She finally got her children, Dottie and Bill, on the school bus and is now talking to her grocer on the phone.
But, Mr. Black, I asked you to save me a roast. I thought you understood. This isn't the most aggravating thing. Lamb chops? But the children won't eat lamb. Well, I suppose we can have eggs. Yes, 1 dozen eggs. No, that'll be all. About what time will it be delivered, please?
Modern life is like that for all of us. Everyone has a million things to do. Days are full of complexities, nerve-wearing tasks, and worries. These and the continual race against time are conducive to confusion, nervousness, and fatigue. Her groceries ordered, Susan Jenks swept the house, answered 2 letters, and began a shopping tour of downtown stores for a weary 2 hours. And so, with the day only half over, Susan collapses into a booth at the nearest drugstore for a quick pickup, a cup of black coffee. She rubs her forehead as she waits to be served, for by now she has developed a headache.
Well, Susan Jenks, what brings you into the drugstore at this time of day?
Oh, Ruth, sit down. I don't see how you keep looking so fit with all those physical education classes you have to teach every day. I only have 2 children and I'm a nervous wreck.
The heck's wrong with you?
I can't sleep. I have a headache all the time. I never get caught up with my work. Bill isn't doing a thing in school. I don't like Dottie's friends. Mm. Paul is overworking because 2 of the men quit. Everything is wrong.
Oh, come now, Susan. Relax. You'll last longer.
Relax? Relax? How can I relax when I'm all tied up in knots?
I sure can see that. Your nervousness shows itself in your inability to sleep, in your excessive activity, and you say that you're very irritable. Some people bite their nails, others twist their hair, squirm and wiggle, or blink their eyelids. I see you blinking your eyelids. All are indicative of inner stresses, which is just another way of saying they can't relax.
I can't read my script because I'm blinking.
You're blinking too much.
Is that all that nervousness means? That you just can't relax?
Of course not. Certain physical conditions can cause nervousness, too.
But there's nothing wrong with me. The doctor said so. I went, you know, after you told me to. But I feel sort of stiff all the time. No, stiff isn't the right word.
Perhaps you mean tense.
That's it. I feel sort of driven.
Well, our muscles should have a certain amount of tenseness or we wouldn't be able to walk around and do our work. But beyond that, added tenseness is a drain on the body energy.
But how do you know when you've gone beyond the natural point of tenseness?
Well, it's rather hard to say, but you aren't exactly aware of your muscles ordinarily.
What is a muscle anyway? I thought only prize fighters and football players had them.
You want it in simple English or in scientific language?
Oh, I don't care. Just as long as I can understand it.
All right, well, saddle up. Here we go. A muscle.
I'm going to regret that.
A muscle is a bundle of fibers. Each fiber is composed of many smaller fibers called fibrils. If you'll just bend your elbow like so. Here we go, bending our elbows, and bring your hand toward yourself. You can feel the bicep muscle between your shoulder and your elbow. That is on the front part of your upper arm. The little demonstration will show you that a muscle is capable of contracting, then returning to its original length or relaxing. Come on, let's keep doing it. Try it.
Well, for goodness sake, will you look at that? And are all muscles alike?
Of course they're not all alike. There are two kinds of muscles. The voluntary, which are skeletal or striped muscles. We can control these, and the involuntary muscles are in the heart, stomach, and intestines. And in fact, those which carry out necessary life functions, such as pumping blood to all parts of the body, digestive processes, and so forth. They're those muscles over which we have no conscious control, unlike our elbow movements that we've been doing for the last 2 minutes.
Can we stop now?
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I see. Then we don't have much control over involuntary muscles, but we do have control over voluntary ones. Tell me more about the ones we can control.
Well, the voluntary muscles, for the most part, are skeletal muscles, those which hold the bones together and support the body parts. They give the body form. They carry out body movements such as walking, sitting, in fact, anything that requires body motion.
Ruth, just what makes the muscles move?
Are you ready for this?
Yes.
The central nervous system, which consists of the brain and the spinal cord. You see, Susan, the brain is sort of a control tower.
Wow.
The spinal cord can be compared to a highway. There are nerves which go from the brain and spinal cord to the muscles, which go from the muscles to the cord and brain. The brain or the spinal cord sends messages to the muscles by way of the cord and the nerve, and those messages or nerve impulses set off energy in the muscle to make it move or contract. Did you get all that?
Not really. A lot of cord and muscle and brain
and highways.
It's all going boom.
Did you get stuck in a traffic circle?
My nervous energy is just going round and round. Can't get off. Well, that takes care of the nerves from the brain and cord, but what about the nerves going from the muscles to the cord and the brain?
I really was hoping you'd ask.
What do they do?
Well, they take messages from the skin, muscles, joints, tendons to the cord and brain, and the cord and brain making us aware of movement. The central nervous system, in turn, sends out impulses to the muscles and causes them to contract. But don't forget, all of this takes energy.
Speaking of energy, wouldn't you like something to eat or drink?
Oh, why, of course.
We have been sitting here
for
10 minutes.
10 minutes. Yes, I'll have a glass of orange juice if we can get the waiter's eye.
Oh, he's coming now.
Ooh.
Guess I'll have orange juice this time. I probably drink too much coffee.
I couldn't tell.
Were you wanting something, ma'am?
2 orange juice, please.
Yes, ma'am. Right away.
Let's see. You were saying something about nerves and energy and cords and muscles.
Yes, back to the muscles and cords. Well, all body tissue must have energy to carry out their functions, and energy is gained from food and oxygen. The muscles used energy to move also, and when you use energy, you must replace it before your muscles can function properly again. Much energy is restored during sleep when your mind and body are inactive.
But I can't sleep.
Girl, getting there. Sleep is not always enough if nerves and muscles are overreactive, as in the case of the person who is always on the go, who is constantly worried about something, not anyone I know.
Here you are, ma'am. That'll be 20 cents, please.
Oh, here's our orange juice. Thank you. But Ruth, how can you restore energy any other way besides sleeping? I know a lot of lazy women who take a nap every afternoon, but I wouldn't think of it. Why, my husband would think I didn't do a thing.
My Susie, there's nothing lazy about taking a nap almost every day. I lie down for about a half hour or so between classes, or after lunch.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Why, I would never dream that. I thought you never got tired.
I'm only human, you know. I find it quite helpful in making my energy stretch. Every 15 minutes of quiet rest helps. I'm on my feet nearly all day, and certain muscles are in a state of contraction all the time. That means that energy is being used, so my little rest periods give muscles a chance to relax.
But when I lie down, I think of all the things I should be doing.
Well, of course. If you worry, you wouldn't really be resting. You might as well be doing your work as worrying about it. But Susie, If you could realize how much better you would feel if you could learn to rest and relax. Try to plan your time and your work so that every day you have a couple of hours to rest. Or do something restful, such as knitting, reading, artwork, anything that takes your mind off your work. After a while, it will become as much a part of your life as making dinner for the family, for your ungrateful family. Whatever you do, be sure that it is something that you really, really enjoy.
I never had a chance to do much besides my work, and I never seemed to finish it.
Do Dottie and Bill take any responsibility around the house? Perhaps Paul?
No. It's much easier for me to do it myself than wait for them to get around to help me.
Well, they're old enough now to take an interest in your home. Why don't you have a little family get-together and decide who is going to do what? They'll appreciate their home much more that if they're doing something for it.
You know, I've been thinking, I kind of like to take that jewelry course at the vocational school.
That would be very relaxing. It's quiet and absorbing. You would meet people who are interested in the same thing. Actually, mental relaxation is a shift of one state of mind, along with peacefulness and quiet. A quiet type of enjoyment is fine relaxation for people whose work takes a lot of energy. And I don't know what takes more energy than working around the house. But for people who sit at a desk all day long, something more active, like skating, skiing, or even bowling would be relaxing.
But Ruth, what if you're physically worn out and too tired to rest?
Obviously, you've gone beyond your energy bounds. And when that happens, your muscles are in a state of mild contraction, which means they cannot rest because the nerves are constantly carrying impulses and energy is constantly being used without being readily restored. When this happens, you need to relax. I mean, deliberately relax all your muscles.
You mean that the muscles wouldn't be contracting and nerves wouldn't be active?
Exactly. In fact, when muscles are completely relaxed, they're limp and motionless.
That sounds like a good idea, but who can do it?
Well, if there's no real nerve disorder, most anyone can learn it. But you have to work at it and concentrate.
All right. I'll try it. If you're an example of what relaxation can do, it's worth a try.
Well, I can't very well lie down right here and show you, Susan, but one of the best ways to relax completely is first to lie down on a bed. You're back with your arms lying at your side. Now, the idea is to get your whole body feeling limp and motionless. To keep your mind off your problems, work, etc., you use it to concentrate on feeling limp. Just think about it. Really think about feeling limp.
As soon as I hear you say limp, I start losing it.
Some folks call this progressive relaxation. Start with your arms and concentrate on making them feel real limp and heavy. So heavy that they feel as though they'd fall right through the mattress. Then work up to the shoulders, neck, trunk, and finally down to the legs and feet. This can't be done quickly. It may take a really long time to learn it. But as you practice before you go to sleep in extra rest periods, you will finally learn to relax in your whole body rather quickly. You'll be able to learn to relax your whole body rather quickly, and you'll find that your sleep will be much more restful.
But I don't know how limpness should feel.
Just try clenching your fist and bring your lower arm toward the upper arm. Remember when we were doing those elbow bends?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's right below the elbow. Try to feel as though you're pulling something heavy toward you.
Oh.
Feel how tense your muscles are.
That yes.
Now, just take our arms and let them drop as though they have the strength of whatever and just let it all hang out. Notice the difference between tenseness and limpness?
Oh, yes. Then I should try to make my whole body limp. Like that? Let me read that again. Oh, yes. Then I should try to make my whole body limp like that?
Yes, but only more so. But learn to relax without tensing first.
Come to think about it, my doctor once said that I should take warm baths before I go to bed. He said it would help make me relax.
Warm baths do help some persons, and maybe even take a mild sedative or a heavy sedative and warm milk. And when you do these things, you're calling on extra aids to help you. Relaxation experts feel that it might be much better to find relaxation within yourself. The more you depend upon these extra helps, the harder it is to relax within yourself, dear.
Well, it sounds sensible to me, that progressive relaxation. Sounds sensible to me that progressive relaxation beats counting sheep, I'll bet. I wish I had a penny for every sheep I counted. Mr. Q.
That was the sheep leaving.
I'm might add, Susie, that you can relax in much the same way when you sit in an easy chair. Do it whenever you get a chance. There are a few other things you can do to keep yourself from becoming overtired and nervous. Of course, you must keep yourself in good physical condition. Don't forget mental condition. Keep yourself trim mentally by undertaking to do only what is possible. You can avoid much confusion and that panicky feeling if you learn to live within your own limitations. You aren't as young as you used to be, darling. You can't expect to accomplish as much as you did.
What about coffee? Do you think it makes me nervous?
Well, it does make some persons more nervous, but it shouldn't bother you if you take no more than 3 cups a day. You can figure that out for yourself. If you plan your life so that rest does not have to be sacrificed, you'll soon find that you won't have to depend upon coffee for a quick pick-me-up.
And if I could just quit worrying.
If you balance your life with work, interesting and absorbing activities, and get plenty of rest, your worries will drop away. And if you spend your worrying time in doing nothing about your difficulties, you'll find fewer difficulties. Isn't it funny
that
most...
Does that make sense at all?
No. If you spend your worrying time...
In doing something about your difficulties.
Okay. I'll redo that. If you balance your life with work, interesting and absorbing activities, and get plenty of rest, your worries may drop away. And if you spend your worrying time in doing something about your difficulties, you'll find fewer difficulties. Isn't it funny that most of the things that we worry about never happen anyway?
It's true. Why, Ruth, do you know what? My headache is gone, and I don't feel half so nervous as when I came in here.
That's easy to understand. I am a miracle
worker.
You're
magical.
Your mind has been gone.
It's that sedative you gave me.
It's that heavy sedative I gave you.
It's in the orange juice.
Surprise. Who cares you didn't get any lamb? No, you did get lamb. I screwed that up. That's easy to understand. Your mind has been off your troubles. And anyway, I've kept you so busy listening that you haven't had time to worry. I'll have to be getting back, Susie. I have a class in 20 minutes and I don't want to have to rush. It takes too much energy.
I have to get along too. Here, let me pay for your orange juice. That expert advice should be worth a lot. Now I'm going home and throw away the aspirin and practice my relaxation.
Let me know how you get along. And Susie, I've been thinking about that jewelry class. It sounds like a great idea. In fact, I'm going to have to take it myself. So long.
Bye.